Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Definitely some rough weather this afternoon in North Texas. Welcome to the afternoon, All Local. I'm Austin York, and they're busy cleaning up after a confirmed tornado in Navarro County this afternoon. The head of emergency management says they've been getting reports of homes destroyed and major damage in the town of Frost. This woman lives in the area and says everything's just a mess.
The power line's, down. I don't know, even, all the trees around me are gone. The fence is gone. A lot of stuff's gone.
Now, much of North Texas had severe thunderstorm warnings or a tornado watch throughout most of the afternoon. Now they've all been canceled. The good news about any tornadic activity, no reports of any injuries. In other news, the threat is over in Colleyville after someone emailed a bomb threat to a synagogue.
Congregation Beth Israel notified Colleyville police of an emailed bomb threat a little before 11 a.m. The synagogue was evacuated and several nearby schools were placed in what they call secure mode. A police dog searched for explosives and didn't find anything. And within about 2 hours, the lockdowns were lifted and everything is back to normal now. Congregation Beth Israel is the same synagogue where a gunman forced his way inside a few years ago and held hostages, including the rabbi. An FBI SWAT team moved in and ended up killing the gunman. No word on what was in the threat today, but police say the email was sent to a number of different synagogues, and they acted out of an abundance of caution. In Colleyville, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A beloved Princeton police officer is being remembered today after she was killed in an off-duty crash. The funeral service for Officer Nancy Dominguez was held today in Allen. Officer Dominguez was killed in a crash on Saturday when an F-150 lost control on wet roads and crashed into Dominguez's Honda Civic. Princeton Police Chief James Waters says Dominguez was hired in July of 2022, but immediately made an impact.
Dom worked on achieving and living every core value that we put in place to make this community better, just a little call at a time. She chose to be honest to herself and honest to her craft and be the best goalie / guardian that she could be. And that's how much she loved this profession. That's how much she didn't want to let her teammates down, nor the community down.
Dominguez won several awards during her short time with the department, including 2022 Rookie of the Year and 2023 Rookie of the Year. The school in Arlington where a student was killed this week is still closed, but students got a chance to get back there to pick up stuff they had left behind.
Arlington ISD took students to meet their parents at the District Athletic Center after the lockdown at Bowie High School was lifted Wednesday. Students had to wait until this morning to pick up their stuff. One mom says her son wants to get back to his routine, but she can still see how this is affecting him.
Anxiety, it's up. You don't know what's going to happen. You can still see the expressions in their face that it's deeper than just another day.
Arlington ISD had counselors available today, and those counselors are going to stay all next week for students and staff. Classes resume here Monday. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
The school district says it plans to have extra security on campus Monday. With a capital murder conviction in the pocket, Johnson County prosecutors are now calling witnesses in their effort to have Jerry Don Elders put to death.
This is L.P. Phillips. One of the first witnesses put on the stand was Elder's sister, Kim Bamberg. She said they had a cash-strapped childhood growing up, but were not deprived of the necessities. But Bamberg says her brother began to be a troubled child in high school when he dropped out and then began a life of methamphetamine use.
Did he stay out of trouble after that?
No.
Tell us about that.
He just started doing criminal mischief, and then the drugs got worse and worse.
She says Elders could not hold a job or take care of himself because of the drug use. The sentencing hearing follows yesterday's conviction for capital murder, a charge that only gives the jury the option of life in prison without parole or the death penalty. From the 24-hour news center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys introduced their first-round pick, tackle Tyler Guyton, today to the media. After touring the facilities at the Star, Guyton says he can't wait to get going.
Being here is life-changing. It's a dream come true, honestly. I wanted to put the Star on my helmet since I was playing football. It was always a lifelong dream for me, and now it's finally here. I can't even put it into words how excited I am for it.
Now today, the Cowboys have three picks, and Jerry Jones says they want a running back. Maybe Texas's Jonathan Brooks.
In my 30 years, I thought it was the best interview that I've ever interviewed with a player. He's outstanding, and he's just outstanding. And he's a great football player. We got him high.
Cowboys have also been reportedly interested in re-signing running back Ezekiel Elliott. The two sides met before the draft about a possible reunion. And the Texas Rangers drop a series to the Seattle Mariners.
In the Rangers' 4-3 loss to the Mariners yesterday, Andrew Heaney gave Texas six innings for the first time this season. He gets tagged with the loss due to a couple of two-run homers, but over the last four games, the bullpen has held opponents to just one earned run over 15 innings on five hits, three walks, and 16 strikeouts. Manager Bruce Bochy on the bullpen.
You know, they're doing all they can to give us a chance to win, so I'm really pleased with what's going on down there. And these guys, you know, they're ready and they're coming in and throwing the ball very well right now.
Offseason addition Kirby Yates has yet to allow a run this season. The Rangers welcome the Cincinnati Reds at 7:05 tonight. Alec Medford, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With your afternoon all local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.